First, though, media night was the other night.
Now, I do like that, by the way. Even though we almost missed it, I do like the concept of the Monday night media day as opposed to Tuesday morning. Because, man, that makes for the longest day ever. If typically we go on Tuesday morning, because it is up at 7, it is right on the bus, it is out to wherever they have this thing at, it is there for 3 hours, it is right back here, you know.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because I didn't think I liked it too much, but then I started thinking about it and comparing it to standard media day, and yeah,
you get it over with on a Monday night. You're done.
Give me this way.
Yeah, for sure.
Makes for a pretty long day, but what the hell. I mean, we're having fun here, right?
Right.
All right, so when we got out there to the place where the San Jose Sharks play the game of hockey, which also houses, we found out, another minor league hockey team of some kind, the Carolina Panthers were out there having their media day.
Yeah.
Now, if you've never seen this on the NFL Network, this is just a complete, total madhouse. They pick out the 10 or 11 biggest stars on the team. They give them podiums, and people can gather around the podiums, shout out questions. Maybe those questions will be answered. Maybe they won't, but that's how the big stars and the coach do their media day. Everybody else is standing around on the floor, and it is catch as catch can. You walk up to them, and you do a few minutes with them, and that's it. But now you're competing with Entertainment Tonight.
Midgets.
Yes, midgets.
Clowns.
Miss Columbia. Girls and with gigantic boobs that are about to fall out and fall to one side and everything.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very chaotic situation. You have to be ready to act fast and get on with things. And that's what we found ourselves in the other night as we did a little bit of interviewing. And I don't know, let's just roll this and see what you think.
Okay, now let's refresh everybody on your interviewing styles and skills because they're vast. And you've taken over the last couple of years to being incredibly ambiguous as far as who you are, what your goals are within the interview. It's very nebulous, and you're all over the map, and these guys never know what to make of you. Ever.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Okay.
All that is, I don't know. I hadn't done quite the analysis of my interviewing chops that you clearly have, but okay. I'll go along with that.
Anytime they're talking to you, they are looking around going, what the hell is going on here?
There was definitely some of that.
Okay.
For sure.
And the second thing is, if I may interrupt quickly, this is the best thing that's on the ticket. For my money, pound for pound, the best thing that has ever been on the ticket is Mike interviewing people at the Super Bowl.
All right, well, listen to this, and let's see if you still feel that way. All right, here we go.
Hey, man. How would you like to be interviewed by an accredited member of the media at Media Day at the Super Bowl?
I'll be excited to do it. I was kind of in the middle of this, but we can go ahead.
We can do a couple things here?
Yeah.
All right, now, I don't know much about football. You have to excuse me. I'm more of a baseball guy. But what's your name?
Kyle Love. I play defensive tackle.
How long have you been in the league?
This is my sixth season in the league.
Where you go to college?
I went to Mississippi State.
How many teams you been with before this?
I started my career off in New England, played 3 years with them. Then I went to Jacksonville, then I went to Kansas City, and then now I'm here with the Panthers.
You hate Belichick?
No, I don't hate Belichick. He's a great guy.
No. He doesn't think he's a great guy either. He hates him.
Really?
Yeah. There's no doubt. I mean, his look at me was like, how'd you know that?
So where'd you grow up at?
I grew up in College Park, Georgia. I went to North Clayton High School in a little small town in Georgia.
What were things like down there? I mean, like out on the street and stuff? Did you ever have to, you know, let some guys know what's what or anything?
You know, just normal, typical kid from the south side of Atlanta, you know, playing high school football and trying to make the best out of my opportunity, my situation, and get away from home.
But no 16 in the clip and one in the hole or nothing like that for you?
No. None of that. None of that type of stuff.
You ever been here before?
Yes.
In San Francisco?
Well, I haven't been here in San Francisco besides playing San Francisco. But otherwise, other than that, doing like media day here, I've done it before for Super Bowl 46 with the Patriots. And I went through a media day situation with them.
So this is kind of old hat to you?
Yeah, I've done this before.
I got to tell you, man, it's changed a lot out here. I've been out here like since the...
Here we go.
God, I guess the 80s where I came out here. I was going to join the Ohio Players and we were going to do a record, but nothing ever came of it.
You guys are supposed to do a record?
Yeah, with the Ohio Players.
Who was the Ohio Players?
You know, they did Skin Tight and all that stuff back in the day. But nothing ever came of that.
I was about to say, I had no clue.
You ever watch Ballers on HBO?
I watched the first episode, then I stopped watching it. I never really got into it.
Didn't do it for you?
No, it was kind of... I mean, it was a good show. It just wasn't my type of show.
So you never been in any kind of those scenes like they have on Ballers or anything?
No, never.
Nothing like that, huh? All right, man. Thanks. Good luck out there, Old Sunday. Appreciate it.
Wow.
Who are the Ohio Players?
Oh, my God, that's great.
Are you watching Ballers on HBO?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He didn't know who the Ohio Players were. I got to tell you, I probably shouldn't have been, but I was surprised by that. And more than a little disappointed.
The Ohio Players.
Dude, he's like 26.
Yeah, I know. So I had to re-rack a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Nobody right, knows who Muzz Skillings is either.
No, they don't.
All right, let's try this one here.
Stuff like that, if that's all right. All right, now, you have to forgive me. I'm kind of out of my element here in this football thing. I'm more of a financial guy. You need help with your money? Okay, what's your name?
Rasai Dallin.
Okay. How many years you been in the league?
This is my fifth.
This is Rasai Dowling.
Yes.
Okay.
The great Rasai Dowling.
I had no idea what he said.
Do you need any help with your money? What'd he say?
No. No, I'm good.
If you.
What position do you play?
Corner.
Do you start?
No.
Okay. How do you like playing for Ron Riviera?
Oh, he's a great coach.
Ron kind of a hard ass?
No, he's a great coach. Great coach.
Wait a minute.
Riviera. I type in Ron Riviera to Google, and it just automatically corrects it to Rivera.
Riviera. That's such a funny name.
It's like Ron Riviera doesn't exist.
Oh, man.
All right, well, I'll just tell you boys right now that I asked every one of these guys that same thing, and not one of them corrected me.
Position coach's name?
Steve Wilkes.
Is he a hard ass too?
No, sir. No, sir. Great coach also.
Where'd you go to college at?
UVA, University of Virginia.
Okay. Any fun that you have down there? Did you have fun and stuff in college?
Oh, it was great. Great 4 years there.
Great 4 years?
Yes, sir.
Cool,
yes, sir.
Cool. Far out. Where'd you grow up?
Virginia. Chesapeake.
Whereabouts?
Chesapeake.
Is that a big city?
Pretty big city. Okay. Yes, sir. Tidewater area.
Okay. Tidewater area. Yeah. Okay.
Canyon Rose.
Yeah. I kind of know where that's at. That's where Allen Iverson's from, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. The hell?
Now, were you a closet there?
What was going on there?
That was Donovan's here. Is that when Jerry Rice stood up on stage?
That's exactly right.
Because that's
when it happened.
Yeah, because I was interviewing someone too, and so when we play that, it's the same thing, dude. Yeah. They went nuts.
The NFL Network had their setup up top toward the crowd, so he stood up, and I believe he had on a San Francisco jersey.
He had on his jersey.
Right, put one on, and they just went crazy.
Right, that's what that was.
Okay.
Were you rolling around with your pals and everything?
Say that again?
When you were growing up down there and you were rolling around with your pals and everything, did things ever get a little chippy out there on the street? You have to do a little regulating?
None of that. Went to school and played ball.
That's it, huh? That's
yes,
good, man.
Yes, sir.
That's good. You ever been out here in California before?
Yes.
How long ago?
Last year.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Y'all come out here and play or something, or what?
Play with Oakland.
The Raiders. Oh, you're with the Raiders. Oh, okay. Well, you know all about this place, man. Yeah. I haven't been here in, like, I guess 15 years. I came out here, you know, probably back in the 90s, I guess, and I was going to join up with Wild Cherry, you know, the guys that play that funky music, White Boy.
Yes,
you
sir.
You know that song?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was going to join up with them. We were going to make another record, but nothing ever came of it. That's the way it goes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man, we have a good game out there, okay?
All right, thank you.
Boy, that pause. You awesome. Want to show me? Is he just staring at you?
Like, yeah.
That's the way it goes.
And
huh?
I'm staring right back at him.
That's the way it goes.
God, what balls, man. Okay.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Quick observation, and this is probably your fourth or fifth time doing this. I think it's at the point now where these are kids
oh, yeah.
in their 20s.
Like pups.
And they don't know how old Mike is. Mike doesn't seem old to me, you know?
Right.
He just doesn't.
Right.
But to these little kids... Man, Mike, as far as they're concerned, might be teetering on the precipice of death.
Yeah.
And they just don't know what to do. Like, if it were you interviewing them, they would have no patience. But Mike just gets such a grace period.
I know. Like, this could be his last Super
and
Bowl.
And they all call him sir. And they're all real respectful, and they answer his questions. And even no matter how mundane or basic. This is my favorite thing ever.
When are you going to find someone that had to regulate?
I know. These guys
we have not found one guy.
Yeah, we have two. One guy
yeah.
who said that sometimes you had to attend to things. That was Malcolm Butler last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You had to strap up?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got that Malcolm Butler interview in here, but he is the one guy who didn't just completely run away from that.
Right. I mean, most all of my... No, no, man.
No, man.
All in church, and I love the Lord, so...
I mean, every one of them. They're just good kids.
Yeah, they are.
Or they want to at least present that idea to the old man, you know?
Yeah.
You know, sir,
yeah.
I went straight to school and never did drugs, and...
Yeah, maybe they're fearful of what you might think of them.
Right.
Although, you know, with you being in Wild Cherry and all...
Now, we haven't even determined if Mike was in Wild Cherry or just working with him in some capacity.
Yeah.
Well, I said I was going to join up with him and we were going to do an album.
Well, yeah, but you could have just been a producer.
Yeah, I could have been.
Oh, I like God. Also, like, man, I haven't been out here in 15 years since the 90s. And the guy, they're like, yeah, your math Wild, is deplorable.
Yeah, and Wild Cherry came out in, what, 1977 or something?
You know Wild Cherry. Play that funky music, White Boy.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You got another one?
All right. Yeah, yeah, I got another one here.
Let's do another one.
See this one.
And stuff like that, if that's all right. All right, now, you have to forgive me. I'm kind of out of my element here in this football thing. I'm more of a...
Wait a minute. Let's do this one.
Panther cam. You ever heard of a Panther cam?
No, I don't know the Panther cam. What's the deal there?
I mean, it's just a camera. You just have fun and record.
You having fun out here at Media Day?
I'm having fun. You got to embrace it. You never know when you're going to get this chance to come back or even be here.
All right, now this cat is very, very thoughtful.
He's chatty.
Very introspective.
He's chatty, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a blessing. And, you know, you just got to embrace every moment of this.
All right, now you have to bear with me here because I don't know a lot about football. I'm more of a financial guy. You need help with your money?
No, I'm a financial guy.
Okay. All right. Well, like I said, I don't know a whole lot.
Wait,
I'm kind of out
there.
Of my element. So.
What if? Let's just say, what if? Oh, you are?
I'd like to get into some hedge funds.
I've been looking for a guy. What do you say then?
I was going to say, okay, you got a card?
Okay, so you were prepared for the I've been
looking all over the place.
No, I was going to get them to give me a card.
No, he needs your card.
Yes, you're
offering the service.
No, I need their card.
They're wearing a football uniform. They don't have a card.
I know,
that's
the point.
God almighty.
I mean, what NFL player has a card?
None of them.
And what financial guy doesn't?
Yeah.
Think about it.
We're just turning the bit around on them.
Shaq Thompson, Carolina Panthers.
Okay, what position you play?
Linebacker.
How many years you been in the league?
Rookie year.
Shaq go to Cal?
Where'd you go to college?
University of Washington.
Okay. What's the adjustment been like to pro football for you?
It's just been crazy. You know, you're not the best guy on your team. Everybody in the league is great. I mean, you're in the league for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has speed from D lineman to offensive lineman to all the skill positions. Everybody is good.
What's it like playing for Ron Riviera?
Coach Rivera, great coach. You know, he's a player's coach. He takes care of his players. But he means business.
Kind of a hard ass?
No, Coach Rivera is a great guy.
Who's your position coach?
Al Holcomb.
What about him? He a hard ass?
Yeah, they're coaches. I mean, coaches, they have to get on you at some point. I mean, it's your job. So you got to do your job right.
Where'd you grow up at?
Sacramento, California.
Okay.
About an hour from here.
Yeah. So you're pretty familiar with this part of the world, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you were a kid in Sacramento and everything, and you're out there with your pals out on the street and everything?
No. I was playing football.
You were playing football?
Yeah.
So none of this 16 in the clip and one in the hole nonsense for you?
No.
You played.
Well, he just cut my ass off.
I mean, like, he knew where you were going.
No.
Yeah, boy.
No.
It really was.
Wow.
Like somebody had put him onto this.
Yeah.
Football went to school, that was it, huh?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. You ever watch Ballers on HBO?
No. I don't watch TV.
You don't watch TV? No. What do, man?
I just chill at home and relax.
Oh, chill at home and relax?
Yeah.
And you got your head in the playbook all the time?
Yeah. You gotta keep it there. I gotta do my job. I mean, I'm here for a reason. I gotta do my job or else I'm gonna be out of a job.
All right, man. That's good. Good luck out there, man.
Wow.
He was taking it very seriously.
Yeah, he was. So serious that you didn't want to drop any Ohio players.
I mean, he just cut me off, you know? I mean, he was very disarming. He handled me right.
Yeah, he did.
All right, now, tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I want to play for you the guy who walked off on me.
Okay.
No. I had a walk-off. Yeah, I had a walk-off here.
Maybe we can combine that with the two guys that walked away from me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, it'll be walk-off Thursday.